The Mind Aware 507.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantra password.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. It's so good to have you here. For all of you who are interested in writing a book and you haven't done it yet, and really you can fill in the blank here with anything besides writing the book. You've been meaning to build your funnel. You've been meaning to build your website. You've been meaning to do a webinar. Whatever you've been meaning to do and you just are too busy, then this is the show for you. We had somebody reach out through our online forum. And for those of you that don't know, that's at danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana. And say, look, I have a book in me. I probably have several books in me, but I really don't have time. Like, I literally just do not have time to write them. And went on to list all the reasons why she didn't have time, right? I got a day job. I got kids. I got a family, a household. I got pets. I'm involved with the school. And I'm trying to build my business. There's no time to write this book, right? So first of all, and this isn't even part of the show, but it's part of the show now, I guess. Always make a case for your success, please. Please make a case for your success instead of making a case for why you can't be successful. Just do it for me. All right. That's all I ask. Now, having said that, this can be an issue, right? Like, we feel literally like, where do I eke out the time to do this? Now, I could give you a lot of action advice, and I will give you one action tip at the end of this. People give lots of tips like set a timer for 30 minutes and just write for 30 minutes. Or action tip number two is like give yourself an incentive. If you love chocolate, give yourself chocolate if you write a chapter. Or, you know, all sorts of things that have to do with action. But what do we know as brain trainers? What we know as brain trainers is that what really gets stuff done is the way you think. And if you really have a belief that you don't have time, then I want to give you an exercise and a few exercises here that help you to just get internally motivated and internally driven to do this book to the point where it almost just comes right out of you. Like, it's just like you don't even know how it got written. It just goes right on the page. Okay. So the first thing is, I would like to encourage you to spend literally, I'm not kidding, 1 minute a day. If you can do it up to 3 minutes, you're an absolute rock star. And so literally, like, set a timer, watch, computer, alarm, wherever you've got it. And for 1 to 3 minutes a day, I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, what would be the best outcome if this book was published and successful? What would be the biggest dream? How could I imagine it? I had a friend of mine that I was talking with about writing her book recently, and we were talking about this very thing. What's the best outcome? And she was saying, you know, I see my book being a part of book clubs. And can you imagine it being where women are gathered? Her book is for women. Women are gathered in groups around the world, in Russia, and they're talking about the book. And in Vietnam, and they're gathering, they're talking about the book and the exercises. In New Zealand, and all over from Kansas to Antarctica, they're talking about her book in small circles, primarily so they can connect with each other. Like, the idea of these women connecting with each other just lit her up and made her excited. And so ask yourself, and do it for 1 to 3 minutes a day. And I'm not kidding when I say 60 seconds is enough. What would be the best outcome? What's the biggest dream I can imagine for this? And don't worry about taking any action. Just do that every single day. Because here's the thing about mindset. Just try and do that every single day without taking action, right? You get to a point where it comes from inside and you can't stand it. You have to do it. So then the other exercise, I believe I heard this from Jenith Blackard. I hope I'm quoting the right person, but I'm almost positive she told me this when she was doing her book. I often hear people saying things like, well, I don't want to be a bestseller, or I don't want to do this, or I'm not in it for the money, or all these kind of like, the book isn't about me, I'm just happy to have it written, or it's about the client or whatever. And her exercise that she did for herself that I thought was absolutely brilliant is she decided to just take a moment and instead of asking herself what she wanted, pretend that the book was a living being and ask, what do you want, book? Like, what do you want to be? I say I don't want to be a best-selling author, or I say I don't want to use this to make money. What do you want? And she was amazed, and I'm amazed too, at this exercise because I think it's absolutely brilliant. Because really, when you write a book, and those of you who have already done it know how it feels, and those of you that are in the process know what I'm talking about too, it feels like you're birthing a child. Like, it's a process where it's like, this thing does have a life of its own. Like, this is something that I've given birth to, this creation, this message, this book, and it does feel like it's a living, breathing entity. And so ask it, what do you want to be? Where do you see yourself? Book. What do you want for yourself? Book. Okay? Those two exercises alone will get you there, 100% of the way there. Because what will happen is if you continually do those every single day, literally for 1 minute each, what will happen is you will feel the impetus to write. If you want to make it super easy, the action step I want to give you is to book an appointment with a friend you have that is really inquisitive. The one who's a good listener and really inquisitive and always has a lot of questions for you, and ask if he or she would do a favor for you and just spend 30 minutes with you once a week and talk to you about each concept of your book. And I would say chapter or outline, because most writers, they already kind of have an outline in mind, or they know what they want to say, the chapters. And you can do some kind of exchange or some kind of a trade. But just book 30 minutes a week and send an email with, here's the concept we're going to talk about this week, and let that person ask you questions and record it and then transcribe it. And over, let's say you have 12 chapters, over 12 weeks, your book is going to be done, right? So it's easy, super, super easy, because you're not going to disappoint that friend and not show up. You're going to be there. You know they're doing you a favor to be there. You're going to be there on time, and you're going to be there with bells on, and you're going to get excited talking about your concepts, and you're going to end up with a transcript back without even having to do anything, without even having to set that timer or incentivize yourself with chocolate or anything else. Very, very easy. Now, let's say you say, well, I don't know anybody who would do that for me. And if that's the case, then do a pretend session, like set up a Zoom meeting room or set up something on your computer where you can record yourself or the record on your phone and pretend like somebody's interviewing you and just talk about that one chapter of the book. Here's what this chapter is about. And don't worry about having good grammar. Don't worry about anything, because you can take care of all that after the transcription. So you don't need extra time to get it done. You don't need to juggle. You don't need to force yourself. You don't need to just discipline yourself, all that good stuff. All you need to do is be a brain trainer. Think about all of the wonderful people that you're going to affect with your message. Think about how good it's going to feel to have it done. Think about women and men all over the world talking about your concepts in your book. Think about the lives you'll affect. Think about, what does the book want? Have some fun and make it easy. What would it look like if it was easy? Well, it would look like being a brain trainer. And you can get that book done right now and go out there and get your mission out in the world. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll take back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?